I didn't want to see Morelli in jail for a crime he didn't commit. But I also didn't want him living the life of a fugitive. He was actually a pretty good guy, and as much as I hated to admit it, I'd become fond of him. When the manhunt was over, I'd missed the teasing and the late-night companionship. It was true that Morelli still touched a nerve every now and then, but there was a new feeling of partnership that transcended most of my earlier anger. I found it hard to believe he would be sent to jail in light of all the new evidence. Possibly he would lose his job on the force. This seemed like a minor disgrace to me when compared to spending long years in hiding. "I think we should call the police and let them sort through this," I said to Morelli. "You can't stay in hiding for the rest of your life. What about your mother? What about your phone bill?" "My phone bill? Oh, shit, Stephanie, you haven't been running up my phone bill, have you?" "We had an agreement. You were going to let me bring you in when we found the missing witness." "I hadn't counted on him being dead." "I'll be evicted." "Listen, Stephanie, your apartment isn't all that great. Besides, this is wasted talk. We both know you aren't capable of bringing me in by force. The only way you're going to collect your money is by my permission. You're just going to have to sit tight." "I don't like your attitude, Morelli." The light whirled, and he lunged toward the door. "I don't much care what you think of my attitude. I'm not in a good mood. My witness is dead, and I can't find the damn murder weapon. Probably Ramirez will squeal like a pig, and I'll be exonerated, but until that happens, I'm staying hidden." "The hell you are! I can't believe it's in your best interest. Suppose some cop sees you and shoots you. Besides, I have a job to do, and I'm going to do it. I should never have made this deal with you." "It was a good deal," he said. "Would you have made it?" "No, but I'm not you. I have skills you could only dream about, and I'm a hell of a lot meaner than you'll ever be." "You underestimate me. I'm pretty fucking mean." Morelli grinned. "You're a marshmallow. Soft and sweet, and when you get heated up, you go all gooey and delicious." I was rendered speechless. I couldn't believe just seconds before I'd been thinking friendly, protective thoughts about this oaf. "I'm a fast learner, Morelli. I made a few mistakes in the beginning, but I'm capable of bringing you in now." "Yeah, right. What are you going to do, shoot me?"